Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with this mid-morning market update. Futures in Chicago at the CME Group are trading corn down about 5 to 6 cents at this hour. July down 3 at 440. December down 6 and a quarter at 440 and 3 quarters. Soybeans are up 6 and 3 quarters in the lead option July. November up 3 cents at $12.31. July soft red at 575, down 10 and a quarter. Bean meal futures are up 250. Bean oil 8 cents lower. Live cattle in the August at $150.85, down 27.5 cents. The August feeders at $213.75 are down 57.5. And the lean hogs at this hour are up $1.40. The weather forecast says we'll see some more rainfall probably between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. this evening. A 70% chance of rainfall in the area for Urbana-Champaign this morning with a high of 89 degrees. We have had for the storm total at this point about 63 hundredths of an inch of rain. That's 6 tenths of rain. For the month of June, which ends today, 7 4/10 of an inch of rainfall in total. By the way, because it is the very last day of the month, we only have a few hours left in our fiscal year here at Illinois Public Media. We were looking to raise $2.2 million. We're just $25,000 away from that goal. You can help us finish that off if you'd like right now at 217-244-9455. Thank you to all those folks who have called in support of all the agricultural and other programming on WILL. Again, the number to call if you want to help out and help us get to that $2.2 million goal all the way through, just $25,000 left, 217-244-9455, the number to call, or you can always go online at willpledge.org or on our ag webpage at willag.org. Now let's turn our attention directly to the marketplace. Kurt Kimmel is on the phone line. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, it's a big day, USDA report day. Just, what, an hour away now, hour and about 8 minutes. Are you ready for it?
Well, it's going to be here whether I'm ready or not, but it's been well publicized and talked about for some time. It's one of those reports that there's some volatility involved once the numbers are viewed by the trade. So we've got positions on, and we'll see how the cards fall here in the next 7 minutes.
Oftentimes, the USDA reports will be traded for about 10 minutes and then be done. This is one of those reports that this set of reports is relatively unique because it will set the tone for quite some time for the rest of the summer, that and the weather forecast, because it really gives some guidepost on a larger scale than, for instance, the monthly WASD reports. The acreage numbers will guide folks, and so will the grain stocks numbers.
Yeah, the grain stocks, particularly old crop beans, and, you know, trades from the production side of the equation has been fairly well sold out of beans for some time, so we'll be interested to see what the bean stocks numbers come in at. Ideas are they're going to be tight and indicate that, you know, old crop bean prices need to maintain some value to ration what little supplies we have and to encourage imports into the U.S. to meet demand needs. Then on the other side of the equation is the acreage, of course, and trades looking for larger bean acres and basically unchanged corn acre from last go around and through here. Now, the significance of that is that yes, it does affect the bottom line, but once we have these numbers, the analysts will be able to put some type of yield on it, and the yield change fluctuations will probably move the bottom line more than anything else. But this, these numbers are ones that they'll be plugged in, and then we'll see what the July monthly supply demand report has to show after that, Todd.
And USDA has another set of reports due out at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Those are the weekly crop progress reports. As you've talked to your clientele across the Corn Belt, what are they telling you they see in their fields today?
Well, it depends greatly from location to location. Producers out of Iowa and Minnesota particularly continue to, you know, be a little frustrated with too much moisture. Overall, you know, corn's getting tall enough in some areas there. It's not by the road. You can't see a whole lot. Corn's really taken off and looks fairly good. Beans continue to struggle here. Beans just don't like wet feet. And you can see across the bean field and see some the lower areas there. For the most part, looking for maybe 1% to 2% deterioration out of that good to excellent category and an uptick in that poor to very poor category. So we'll see what the observations are here this afternoon and continue to monitor the forecast.
Turn your attention to the livestock for me for just a moment. The quarterly hogs and pigs report came out Friday afternoon. Chris Hurt took a look at those numbers with me in a report that's up on our website at willag.org and suggested that the lower number of hogs coming to the marketplace probably will be offset by the number of pounds that are coming to the marketplace. So they're feeding those hogs that are there to heavier weights. We know that. But he was talking about simply a swap in the corn consumed. So hogs and number of hogs and pounds and the corn consumed should be about the same. Would you agree with that? And what kind? How did the trade take that quarterly hogs and pigs report?
Well, that might be a little extreme because we are missing or going to be looking at an additional 2.5% less in numbers compared to what we were looking at from the last set of numbers. I mean, you're going to have to add quite a bit of tonnage, and we've already been doing that. I don't know how much more those rails can support
right.
Those big old carcasses across. But the idea is correct. You know, if these higher prices will continue to feed to heavier weights in here. So we'll see how that unfolds. The market does have its work cut out. The thing is, we're seeing some liquidation in the spreads. The front end is quite a bit of premium to the deferred, and this report's going to prop up that back end and keep that back end limit up through most of the today and higher end tomorrow.
Let's turn your attention very quickly to the feeder cattle because they just keep making new highs.
Yeah, we're seeing a little liquidation here. Seems the trade's more interested in buying the hogs and selling the beef here back on the spread again. Cattle complex in general's had a good run in through here, so we're due to see some back and fill on these October feeder cattle. We're expect to pull back to this 210 area and regroup there before moving higher.
Anything else before I let you go for the morning?
Well, it's going to be dynamic, and tune in to the social media here to get the numbers here in a little over an hour.
Yeah, Twitter. What's your Twitter account, by the way?
C. Kimmel 3.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Very good. Take care.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities at Normal, Illinois, and you can find him on Twitter if you'd like to keep up with what he's doing there, at C. Kimmel 3. If you want to follow me, you can do that at Commodity Week. In just about an hour now, USDA will release the acreage and the grain stocks numbers. I'll have those posted into willag.org very quickly. Actually, I'll post my Twitter feed into willag.org and just a few seconds, hopefully, after the numbers are released from the United States Department of Agriculture, you'll be able to find those on the website at willag.org, or you can follow me on Twitter at Commodity Week. Now, here's the way the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Showers and thunderstorms, those before 10 a.m., so should be stopping about now. Partly sunny and a high of 89 degrees for the day. South winds at 7 to 17, gusting to 26. Tonight, those showers and thunderstorms will continue, but they won't come until after 10 this evening, and they'll end by about 1 o'clock in the morning. Some of the storms could be severe, mostly cloudy to low of 72 tonight. About a 60% chance of rainfall overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a high of 85 degrees on a west wind at 9 to 15. And tomorrow evening, partly cloudy and a low of 64 degrees. Don't forget, we are in the last throes of the fiscal year for our Illinois public media stations. That's WILL. We end today on June the 30th, and if you'd like us to help, meet our goal, which was $2.2 million overall, you can do that. We're only $25,000 away. That's a really small amount, but it means that you need to dial in right now at 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support. Make sure you tell them that you're calling in support of Illinois Public Media, and in support of agriculture, if that happens to be the case, or if you want to do it online, willpledge.org or willag.org. This, of course, is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'll be back at just about 11 o'clock with an update of the marketplace, and then check out the Twitter account or willag.org for the release of the United States Department of Agriculture's acreage and USDA grain stocks numbers.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.